AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The eight people shot and killed at massage parlors around Atlanta were mostly of Asian descent. A white man is in custody. Sheriff Frank Reynolds says they don't know for sure, but this may not have been a hate crime.
He made indicators that he has some issues, potentially sexual addiction, and may have frequented some of these places in the past.
Investigators also say the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, was planning to go to Florida in a plot to attack some type of porn industry. President Biden's Homeland Security chief is pushing back against Republican criticism of the administration's border policy during a surge in the number of kids at the border. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The situation is undoubtedly difficult.
At a House Homeland Security Committee hearing, Republicans pushed Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to call it something else, from John Katko.
Wouldn't it be fair to call it a crisis?
To Michael McCall.
You may call that only a challenge, but I call that a crisis.
Mayorkas says he has his own definition of a crisis, the Trump administration policy of separating families at the border.
A crisis is when a nation is willing to rip a 9-year-old child out of the hands of his or her parent.
The Biden administration is allowing unaccompanied teens and children to stay in the U.S. at least temporarily. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration is sending $10 billion to states to expand coronavirus testing in schools. Health experts say the surge in coronavirus cases in Europe should serve as a warning for the U.S. not to drop its safeguards too early. Tighter restrictions are returning to some parts of Europe. Conrad Mainwaring, a former Olympian and longtime track coach, pleaded not guilty to charges he sexually molested boys while working at a sports camp in Massachusetts in the 1970s. This is AP News. A new report from the Anti-Defamation League says white supremacist propaganda reached alarming levels across the country last year.
There were 5,125 cases of racist, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ, and other hateful messages spread through flyers, stickers, banners, and posters, according to the report. The group says last year marked the highest level of white supremacist propaganda seen in at least a decade and nearly double that reported in 2019. A former far-right extremist who founded a de-radicalization group says white supremacist and extremist recruiters see crises like the coronavirus, national reckoning over racism, and heated elections as opportunities. I'm Julie Walker.
Nepal is expecting hundreds of foreigners to attempt to scale the highest Himalayan peaks of Mount Everest this spring, despite the pandemic. One Japanese and four Canadian climbers are already trekking their way to the base camps. Spring weather is usually favorable for climbing. Ed Donahue, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.